When I go into Scripture, I'm going to preach about, I'm going to preach Scripture, but there is a family that I will probably bring into my message tonight. You pay close attention. I ain't going to name these people's names. And see if you can pick up on who it is, what they're doing. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, we're going to go down about 13th verse. Very, very familiar scripture. The Bible said, 7th chapter and 13th verse, and going on down a ways. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are raven wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit, ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now I want you to know today, upon the authority of God's word, that the way today is still just as straight as it was back yonder in Grandma's day and Grandpa's day. If sin was wrong then, sin is wrong today.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you today, if it was holy that day, it's holy today. Our nation has gone in the wrong direction. Not just your nation, but churches. I'm going to bring it home tonight. I'm going to bring it down. Where that we live. We confess to be a Christian. And we go about, and today it is awful easy for us to deny the work of God. It's awful easy for us to go and do the things that we want to do. The Bible says to enter in at the straight gate. The broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Brother, you can go out. Just go your way. I do whatever it is you want to do. I don't care how much you confess. I'm saved. I've been saved for 40 years. Brother, you might have walked totally for 40 years. And then I turn. I can go the ways of the devil. The Bible said, if a man leave his righteous ways and turn and do not the things that the Lord said to do, his righteous shall not be remembered in the day of judgment. Brother, listen, we are no doubt about it. We're on the threshold of eternity. I'm ready to hear the Lord say to them that's ready to come up here and live with me. Brother, listen, I said now, he said, beware of false prophets. They will come to you in sheep's clothing. But inward, they are raven wolves. Brother, you see a man, if he don't walk in the ways of God, listen, I don't care how much he confesses to be saved and be right, if he has not love one for another, if he don't walk upright and walk the straight way, brother, he might as well have on sheep's clothing. But inward, he gets mad, gets upset every name. I don't go to suit him. And every little thing, he just goes off the deep end.
Amen.
This man, I'm afraid, ain't going to make it to the kingdom of heaven. He may be all right while he walks here. But brother, whenever he stands in the judgment on that day, and he said, Lord, Lord, I've done many wonderful work. I've forsaken all. I went to the church. Maybe when I felt good, when I didn't have nothing else to do. And the Lord said, depart from me. I never knew you. I listen. Now we may have fooled some people sometimes. I will not fool everybody all the time. I listen, the Lord is still sitting on the throne. He's still holy and he's still undefiled. And he's looking down on every day that we live in this world. And every day whenever the sun comes up in the morning and when the sun goes down in the evening, I will give an account for that day.
Amen.
Listen, I'm going to take my time. Beware of false prophets, which shall come to you in sheep's clothing. That makes me, my mind, goes back to a man. I had a family. He had two sons. Listen, and one that he wanted so bad to give him a blessing. He said, son, go in the field and prepare me the food that I long for, the food that I love. He was a hairy man. He went his way to do the will of his father. To do the will of his father. While he was gone, his mother said, son, to the other man, son, come in. And we shall kill a lamb, and we a little kid, a sheep, and we will dress it, our brother, and we will put the wool on your face, and we will dress you up, our brother. His dad, his eyes had gone dim. He couldn't see. And his other son was a smooth man. They got him all dressed up in sheep's clothing. They got him all dressed up. And they prepared the meat. And he took it in. And he went up and he presented to his father. And he said, "Son, this is awful bad. I come down, let me feel of you, brother." And he come down and it felt good. I couldn't see. I can see in your soul today. You may feel good out of the testimony that you hold. And I might be deceived. I'm thinking you're something that you ain't. And he give him his blessing. He give him his blessing. Pretty soon, the real son come in. And his blessing was done in God. Listen. Whenever the great roll call is made, it ain't going to be how I look to my fellow man outside where outward appearance, but when it's what the Lord looks down in my soul and he sees righteousness down in my soul and he sees righteousness on every hand. Brother, listen, I'll give an account of the things I've done in this life. Oh, listen. Does man go out and gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? It's come a time in our gardens, harvest time, we go out, maybe expecting to pick the major beans. What if we found something else that was not good? What if we found, listen, some kind of a fruit that wasn't even supposed to be there? Brother, listen, I will not present our fruit and that unto God if it's not right. If it's not right. Oh, preacher, Lord knows my heart. Oh, he sure does. The Lord knows what I intend to do. It ain't what I intended to do. It's what I did do. Whosoever doeth the will of my Father, walking up the heavenly highway. Listen, it's a straight way, undefiled. And making that my way is not what the Lord would have for me to do. Listen, we've come to a time in our life that people don't worry about godly sorrow. They don't worry about repentance. I can't remember the time that I preached a message and people was hurt, they were pricked in their heart, and they knew that they was guilty. They knew they was coming short, and they had tears flowing down their face. Hit the altar, brother, stayed there, that they knew that everything was alright. Not to the man that was preaching or to the church, but they knew in their heart everything was alright from up toward the glory. Lord, have we not done wonderful works? Boy, sometimes I get all proud and I'm so pleased. God said, I'm not even pleased with your works. If I'm doing my own will instead of the will of the Father. Listen. But preacher, how can I know that everything is all right? I pray. I stay there. I listen. Until you know that you've been here from on high. That the prayer veil of heaven has went off in the course of glory. And he said, my child, you're all right. Then you get up and want to be happy. And you will be happy in the Lord. Listen. People are putting on an act. They're putting on a form. I want to go to heaven, don't you? We all do. We want to go to heaven. will not get to heaven by playing church. I just doing whatever I that we want to do. We're going to have to come clean. I with God and pray through. I would won't make it. I'll not be able to walk on this side of the road today and this side tomorrow. We're going to have to go right straight down the road. Preacher, I wonder if the Lord would forgive me of all. You don't know what I've done. I'm fixing to read to you what you've done. It'll cover everything that you've ever done. Listen. But you don't know. You know what God does. Let's turn over just a little bit. Preacher, I wonder if the Lord will forgive me of my stinking sins. Now you get this and you get it real good. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, in the 31st verse, it said, "Therefore I say unto you, all matters of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man. But the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh a word against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven unto him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Don't even pray about it. But preacher, he said, if you speak a word, just speak a word against the Son of Man, he'll forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive you of all matters of sin, whatever you said or done. Whatever you said or done, I am praying and seeking with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said, I will forgive you. Don't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. He said, there's no forgiveness in it. Just speak a word against the Holy Ghost. We have people today that's going about here and there that's denying there is such a thing. How dangerous it would be for me to say there's no such a thing as a Holy Ghost. Or make a mockery of it. I'm here to tell you how from start to finish we got to make this run sure. All the way. And too many people get down on themselves and thinking that I've done something that the Lord won't forgive me. He said all matter of sin and all matters of blasphemy will be forgiven a man. Just don't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Listen, when you hear somebody saying things about the Holy Ghost are not real, best thing you can do, not even get in a conversation with them, turn and walk away. Whenever you start trying to prove this, you'll be caught up in something else. Pray for that man. But listen, this is a dangerous situation to speak against the Holy Ghost. The Bible said to train up a child from the way it should go. When he gets old and it won't depart from it, that teaching will still be said. You know the saddest thing that I ever seen or I ever heard? Somebody come to me and say, well, and knowing that they're living like the devil. Their talk is bad and their works are bad. But say, well, you know, my mom and dad said I was christened when I was little and they give me to Jesus and I'm all right. When a boy or girl comes to the age of accountability, whatever age that is, and repent of their sins, they are a candidate for heaven. But let's not tell them a little something happened and they're all right until they repent of their stinking sins. The Bible said you must be born again. When a man or woman comes to the age of accountability and the Lord begins to deal with that heart, with contrite spirit and a broken heart, God saves that, right? God saves such. Just to turn it over a new leaf ain't going to cut it. Well, you know, I come from a good family. They'll send your soul to hell. And they said I was all right. It ain't up to them. It ain't up to my mom and dad. My mom and dad loved me, and your mom and dad loved you, and it ain't up to them. Mom would always say, pray, repent of your sins, and be baptized. We need to repent of our sins and then be baptized. We don't need to be baptized before that we repent of our sins. We got the cart backers. We need to come clean and let Him wash us and cleanse us, get us on the right, a straight way. If it's ever been straight, it's still straight. He ain't going to cut it, make a wobble around here and there for not this world or who we are or what we stand for. We'll all come by the way of repentance, or we won't go. I'm on my way. Somebody said, well, I'm not going to heaven. You better get ready. You're going somewhere. Can't stay here. This ain't going to melt with furniture heat. I don't know why I said all that. But I ain't going to question it. God knows all matters of sin, whatever it was. Whatever it was. He'll forgive you. Just don't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Don't say there ain't no such a thing as the Holy Ghost. If you're saved, the Holy Ghost is leading you and guiding you and teaching you. Just go with it. Just go with it. Amen. I'm going to ask Melissa to tell you. So, if you need to pray, I don't know my heart. I only know mine. If there's love supposed to be there, if the mater's supposed to have been on that vine and there's something else there, then maybe there's hatred in my heart and not love. You'll know them by the fruit that they bear. You've been faithful to the Lord, then you'll be faithful to the church. And if you're faithful to the church, you'll be faithful to one another. Is that not true? Listen. If you feel like you need to pray, preacher, I know I'm wrong, or I know there's something in my way, then get rid of it. You can't walk a straddle the fence. And this ain't gonna happen.